escape to the metaverse. But act like you know, yeah. You are now tuned into the Matthew and Lizzo show, yeah. Escape to the metaverse. Better act like you know, yeah. You are now tuned into the Matthew and Lizzo show, yeah.
Recovering. Right after NFT NYC, we had family come over. I'm like a broken record at this point, but it was fun. But it was right after NFT NYC, through the whole weekend and into Monday, and took them to the airport yesterday, like 4:30 a.m. So,
oh shit,
just catching up on some last sleep.
I hear that entirely. I had a very similar situation with family on the heels of NFT NYC. Didn't go quite as long as yours. Went through Sunday. But last week was just like a whirlwind. I feel like NFT NYC, I mean, I'm so glad I went, man. I really wasn't in the cards up until the last minute. And that's a long story that's irrelevant. But I made it, man. And I don't know, man. Every time I go to NFT NYC, I feel like I don't sleep the entire time I'm there. Just because it's such an overstimulating situation. But it wasn't a positive way, man. And anyway, man, you can probably hear my voice is still recovering. I was like yelling at my kids' flag football game in a positive way over the weekend too, which didn't help. So I'm still getting back in the swing of things myself here, man.
Yeah, tired and yelling in a positive way.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was doing all NFT NYC, man. It's like so exciting to see everybody. And then inevitably you end up in a situation that's like a little bit too loud to just have like normal conversations. And so I'm already loud, man. So I just end up yelling a lot. And by day two, my voice is fucked.
Yeah, as soon as I bumped into Brinkman over at NFT NYC, I'm like, say some things. Let me hear your voice. Where is it at? But he came prepared. He brought some like throat lozenges, and it seemed like it insulated his vocal cords far longer this time than previously. So, got to bring us some lozenges next time. Yeah,
This is a strategy that I've never really implemented. That totally makes sense, especially I'm going to Lisbon and have to actually like say things on a public setting. So, knowing my tendency to get excited and be like, "Yo, I'm so excited." It was so much of that, man. The Cyber Brokers event was just like a hotbed for that. You were at NFT NYC a little bit longer than I was, man. And I'd be interested in hearing like about your experience apart from mine. But some of the best, I was only there for like, you know, barely 48 hours. And with some of the best things I went to, you were at as well. Would love to dive into that, but also interested to hear of like anything else interesting you were up to or any other like interesting takeaways or anything like that.
Yeah, it was, I got in Tuesday and met up with Alamo. We went out for some KBBQ, which was sensational. And then there's this, Krugman All Ships Throne event called All Sips in a wine bar, which I'm not a wine guy, but I sort of am now after experiencing.
You can become a wine guy for something like that.
Yeah, like the selection was great. The atmosphere is like really unpretentious. And again, the through line for the whole week was just great people and great contexts, right? And I think that's where Cyber Brokers event was one of the top events, if not the top event for me too, just because of the group of people and the restaurant, the venue that they had selected was just, it was set up for conversations and breakout sessions and people hanging out, but all being together at the same time and doing their thing. And we know from years of going to New York during NFT NYC, which to clarify for folks, never go to the conference ever, ever, ever.
Right.
Fuck the main conference. It's all about the satellite events and breakout events. So back to the rest of the week. It was just great people. The conversations were, again, it's always cool to get a litmus test of where people's focus lies, what they're main considerations are. And like this year, it was like Ordinals was a main through line. Specifically talking a lot about the project that we had talked about before, Sense. People were like, what's your take on that? And just talking about their own projects that they're preparing to inscribe on the Bitcoin blockchain, which is, kind of everyone could probably assume that was the case. And then, but also like Farcast or Sep Warcast, everyone's coming up with a strategy. How to use it? Are you on it? What's your take? Yeah, probably need to get there, which is pretty cool. And then like sort of like negative meme coin sentiment, but more like how can we survive with these meme coins? A few folks thinking how can they adopt meme coins? A few folks thinking about how they can leverage, make social currency from the tri-roll days and that sort of thing. But for me, like those are the things that most people seem to be like focused on and popping up in most conversations, even if the conversations were ostensibly focused on other things. So it's always cool to get that sort of a vibe check. But meeting up with the Whip crew, rolling squad deep at the Cyber Brokers event with all those legends, that was, again, that was a highlight just personally. And then I guess technically professionally, seeing the crew there, getting the stickers out there, that was fucking awesome. How about you, man?
Dude, it was such a great time, man. And sentiment is essentially the same as yours, that the main takeaway is the people. And I feel like I'm getting better and better at this, the more of these things I go to, that of like avoiding the noise and just focusing my time and energy on the stuff that I know is most important to me. Professionally, man. I mean, we're all trying to like make a living in this space and everything. And I feel like, some of the people that I've become great friends with are also people I nerd out with about professional stuff. And it all just sort of like fits together somehow in some way. And it doesn't feel like a professional trip in the sense that like I'm sitting down and having a lot of business meetings, but I also like dread those and the connections we make and the bonds we form with people and the intelligence conversations that are had like off the books, not in like a weird way, but just like they're not forced. We've talked about it before how like, when I talk with some of these people, throughout the week, or online or whatever, there's like a purpose and an agenda for them. Those conversations and that's fine, but there's not a lot of like, space to just ad lib and riff off of ideas, just like you're saying, like, everyone in this space, but with the freedom to just fucking kick it and like, bounce around ideas that they've been mulling over without like a specific task or agenda at hand. And that to me is like tremendously valuable, man. I inherently end up pounding around with Trizlet on some of these things. And we go for a long time on these, tangents of just like interesting use cases of the technology. And then like, inevitably other people get roped in these conversations and you end up going from, one place to another. So I like randomly got into town and met up with Sky Bravo and him and Lawson and Lindau and a handful of other people are working on some sort of production that they had already done some content with Latasha for it, that they got in the can and are working on or whatever. So once he found out I was in New York, he was like, hey, why don't you come over and, we'll do an interview and record some content. And it sounds like that's going to get pushed out in the next couple of weeks or something like that. So that made me feel like I accomplished something like, somewhat professional. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do an interview. And then I did a little bit of interviewing myself. Trizlet wandered over because we were getting hungry and I was going to meet up with him. So then I interviewed Trizlet. And in theory, all of this is, coming out at some point or whatever. But all those conversations like sort of serve a purpose to like refine my own purpose in the space and what I'm most interested in right now. Because the landscape is just so interesting right now in general. Anyway, man, did that, went to Louis C. Rimes's like semi-private event with Token Smart and everything. It was sort of like off in the wilderness compared to where I was at least. But a bunch of the fam was there, Brookhawk, Easy, Falenz, it was a nice way to just sort of kick it first night there. But man, the Cyber Brokers event, man, I feel like captured so much of what has been missing for so long, and so much of what I honestly tried to capture. And I feel like I did so pretty successfully with Rizzlefest, and I'm trying to do the second time around with Rizzlefest. And that was like what I was thinking the whole time, man. I'm like, dude, this, yep, this is the vibe, right? That has been missing, or is just extremely difficult to recreate, where you just got all the big brains, man, in one room. And not only big brains, but big brains with the experience and knowledge, who have been through several cycles now, who have seen this space come up. And like, dude, those are like genuinely the people who I'm most interested in talking to, meeting, like networking with. I feel like the most brilliant ideas still come from that crowd and everything. So, dude, I you know, walked out of the Cyberbrokers event feeling like extremely overstimulated, because I had like a million like intelligent conversations with a bunch of people that I had never met before. Talking Platonic Mind is like, you know, ragging on me. Like, she's like fucking with me, giving me a hard time and everything in like a positive way. And met WG Meets for the first time, and JN. And man, just like more people that are slipping my mind at the moment. But dude, just to be able to like bump elbows with these people and share some ideas, or at least build the bridge to share ideas, like, you know, in the following weeks or whatever, I'm like, it felt like a fucking family reunion, man, that I could write off as a business trip, because this is where, like, you know, the bread is buttered in terms of I'm trying to make a living for myself. But I'm like, dude, I just felt like so lucky, man. Fucking Kane Mayfield delivered this like really awesome, I don't even know what you call it, monologue interspliced with like rap and musings and everything. And part of it was just like how lucky we all are to be here in this space together with people that we enjoy. And be able to, you know, carve out some sort of living for ourselves. It felt like that, man, like the whole time. I was just like, dude, like my fucking life is so cool just to be able to be in this mix with these types of people. Like, you know, as a kid, man, I'd be like, those people are cool, man. When I get older, I want to hang out with those types of people. And then like later on that night, I'm like chilling at a bar with like Aaron Huey, talking about like, you know, art projects. And then he's going to go like photograph the eclipse at some fucking wedding, some mass wedding or some shit in some part that's like ideal for the eclipse. I'm like, dude, this is fucking cool, man. right?
No, I share that sentiment. And shout out Aaron Huey and his gold shoes. I had silver shoes on. So we're like, yo, gold, silver. And then he's like, hold on, are yours actually silver, not gold? Late night conversations at the Roxy Hotel next to Colborn Bell and Pindar Van Armen, Sky Gulpe, and Die with the Most Likes. It was legendary week. Yeah, you have to pinch yourself sometimes and realize like this is our life and or our lives. We're just super fortunate to be able to travel around and have friends like this that are doing some of the most insane, cool, groundbreaking, novel work in the world. And it's like always inspiring. And it reminded me of like a 5-year reunion. Yeah. And the five years before, we were like in NYC. We're all like about to graduate, right? Crypto was unrecognizable from its current instantiation. Money was low to non-existent flowing throughout this space, and we were like no one really knew what was going to happen, but all the things ended up happening, good things for the most part, and we all got together, and our class reunion was at Cyberbrokers, and that's really how it felt like. And it was very good. Everyone's in good spirits. It's cool to see Steinwald again, like that through line back to old NFT NYCs. Oh, yeah. Trizlet show, man. Anytime you meet up a show in real life, it's such a good time. The Nifty Gateway crew came through and was able to like get a picture and snapshot into all that. It's cool to introduce them to that. It was just, quite fortunate, man. And then coming back to real life with the family, and they're like, so where were you last week? Having to download them on what happened and make it like digestible. That's always a fun thing. But yeah, man, you gotta be grateful for where we're at and thankful. So yeah.
For real, I love the analogy of like a 5-year reunion because that is what it felt like. But I'm like, but in reality, man, like I like would care way less about going to my actual like 5-year reunion than this 5-year reunion. This is like a 5-year reunion made up of like the coolest fucking people that I like, you know, lurked on for like a while before they even knew who I was, and just so many legends in the space that I hadn't gotten a chance to meet before then. I meant like Empress Trash came in with a crew with like Shuli. And I had a completely different image in my head of Shuli. You know how you just sort of like form perceptions of people based on like, you know, their, you know, 40 character tweets or whatever. And I love fucking Shuli's snark, man. And it's just, you know, just mind blowing to meet some of these people in real life. And I don't know. It's just so cool, man. The great thing that I also feel like I've done a pretty good job of avoiding in like pretty much everything I went to, there's only really one instance where like some rando came up to me with like a rando harebrain like product pitch or whatever that's in alpha or like pre-alpha or like some shit like that. And I feel like I got stuck in that trap for like a little while going to some of the more like commercial public type of things. People start realizing like, you know, who I am, what I've done in the space, and then they've got like, you know, fucking just ideas that they want to run by me and pick my brain on everything. And I fucking hate like wasting my time on all that shit when I can do that from home, but I'm like here to, you know, actually hang out with people and everything. And really, and you bringing up show reminded me of something I wanted to mention anyway, man. Fucking, it really only happened once. And someone, I forget who the initial person was that this person cornered, but somehow I got dragged into the conversation. And immediately, and I was talking with show at the time, and I immediately tried to pawn this person off on Trizlet. I was like, you know who would think this is a great idea is Trizlet. And then show, instead of letting me pawn this poor person off on Trizlet, show just like immediately started breaking down this dude's like whole concept and everything. And was like clearly more knowledgeable on like everything this dude was talking about, which involved to like something with like leveraging conventional financial futures with like a token and like all this shit. And I was just like, oh my God, dude, I'd rather just go like say what's up to Josie, like get me the hell out of here. But show is just breaking this dude down. Dude, it's always, man, the hanging out with the Whip crew and in real life, man, Sandy Meows, came out to New York for this one, met her boyfriend, Ahmed, I hope I'm saying it right. It was a long night. He was like a fucking really nice guy and actually like an OG in the space as well. If you get to talking to him and, it's all family, man. Right. Like it feels like I've said it a million times, man, but the 5-year reunion is apt, except like we all like grew up together and like seemingly like pretty much like each other and enjoy like spending time with each other and prefer to spend time with each other too, man. It like, there's like a lot of people there who are doing a lot of like prominent things in this space who probably could have been like a lot of other places at that time with speaking engagements or side things or whatever, but they all came to hang out with each other there. And it was awesome. Like, you know, huge hats off to fucking Josie and Andrew Steinwald and Cartarell for like managing to be that like sort of, you know, flag bearer that everyone, you know, galvanized towards this time around.
Yeah, no, it was cool on so many levels. We probably could make ourselves into broken records real easy. Just keep talking about all that good stuff. But excited to see what happens now as a result, like coming together, getting that sort of infusion of inspiration and good vibes normally results in a lot of cool things happening after that. So we'll see how that translates for the rest of the year. And again, there's Lisbon coming up, Rizzle Fest in the fall. So other moments for folks that weren't able to head to NYC this time to kind of come and get infused with those good vibes.
Dude, there's definitely like some notable absences. You know, I know Coldy wasn't able to make it, and I feel like his karaoke event in previous years has sort of been that spot where like everybody just from like the old community knew that if they went there, they were going to see like a whole bunch of people there and everything. So shout out Coldy for carrying the flag for a while there. I imagine these things are not like, I don't envy anyone, man, who's like pulling off these side events and everything. Like I love attending these things, but like, you know, down at the, like the Rare Skrilla, Kane Mayfield, DJ Kubert was there just sort of like hanging out and scratching and everything before he went on. But like, you know, that was like I say simple because it wasn't a large place and there wasn't a whole lot of like wall space to decorate and everything. But dude, the amount of time that goes into setting a place like that up, breaking it down, the run of show, maintaining it like is a whole fucking thing that I'm glad I have like dope friends in the space who are interested in that side of things, because that sounds like it just makes the whole thing like I don't know, puts it into a different perspective.
Oh yeah, the fake rare event, I got there right at the end with all y'all. Super Chief was holding it down in the corner selling the merch. I think it was DJ Kubert still scratching like an hour and a half past like when he had to scratch, which is dope to see. Brookhawk filling me in on the history there with Skrilla and Rare Pepe. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, of course. Like those connections make total sense. And Brookhawk also going to get the beer before we bounce to the next venue, and Show took us on that field trip. NYC to get to somewhere in Soho where we sat down at a actually very good dive bar, started chowing down. It was a little bit of the whip fuel trip we kind of baked in there. Every time, like every past NFT NYC, we always kind of get the crew together and like meander through the city. This time I was like, all right, well, I guess we won't be doing that, but we did it. Show made sure we damn well did it.
Yeah. No, man, it was not to beat a dead horse, but it was so great. And honestly, man, this is where like sort of the quote unquote professional part like comes in for me, because now I've like met a billion people, you know, opened up conversations, and, you know, inevitably for like a couple weeks after these things, I'm sort of following up with people and catching up with them and, you know, kicking ideas around and everything. And so I don't know. I'm happy I went, man. I completely share your sentiment of like avoiding the conference. I don't think there like are a whole lot of conferences out there that are with the exception of NFC Summit, which I've heard nothing but good things about. And I know there are a handful of others. I heard good things about Paris, but for the most part, you know, it's I feel like if you're a new entry to the space and you know, that's not a bad way to learn about things. But, you know, for a lot of us who've sort of been there, done that, and, you know what we're getting ourselves into, it's great to be able to do these kinds of things. So hopefully there's more of this, man. I would love to have excuses to go to other conferences and not go to the conference, just knowing that they're going to be like, you know, ground zero for all the people. So, yeah, man, it's good. It's crazy to think that, like, yeah, 5 years ago, man, we were just anons, like most of us at least. And like really, you know, everyone has sort of come out of their shell who's like, you know, still around from that time over the past several years or so. And now everyone's like a real person with like kids and like families and like not like, you know, a dark anon behind a keyboard in some basement or some shit.
Yeah. And touching on this point, because I think a lot of people may overlook this, or it's like seems so obvious, but may not be for some folks out there, may be helpful. But like, since we like whenever you go to these events, you meet so many people. Right. And in the moment, it's great. You have good conversation and then on to the next thing. And a way to, especially for folks that you're meeting for the first time or you hadn't been super familiar with before, just like the aftercare. Like afterwards in the week or so following, just like shooting DMs, like, yay, nice to meet you. Like keeping those relationships kind of alive is a really important thing that I've learned throughout the years. Don't take it for granted that people always remember. Everyone's memories work different. So just shoot them DMs, like make sure you kind of like remind folks about the good conversations you had. And yeah, usually it's a very good thing to have to do afterwards. And then just speaking out loud with the whip stickers, 5 years in the making. For the next batch of stickers, definitely going to try to put some like identifying information or like link at least on the back of the sticker, so folks can like go follow us or go follow our YouTube or, you know, go to Linktree or wherever we want to direct them, as opposed to like just a really dank sticker. So yeah, just thinking out loud for how to improve that situation heading forward too.
Dude, they were dank stickers, and you know, proper whip first go around or whatever. It just sort of makes it funny. Dude, I neglected to save one for myself. Who knows who got the last one, but I had like a pocket full of like swag and stickers I'd been exchanging for people and somehow gave out my last one. So I need a fresh whip sticker, maybe with some info on it this time around. But dude, I love the sticker exchange, like the unspoken sticker exchange economy that has sort of sprung up around these things. Like that's definitely something that just sort of became some of the culture where, like, you know, a lot of people just show up with stuff like that. In the beginning, you know, there just wasn't, there was like, you know, 8 booths or whatever with like a couple things, and that was what you got. But dude, I actually read this like whole thing that was like kind of interesting that really like underscored a lot of what we've been doing just in terms of like how, you know, personal brand identities are going to only become a bigger thing over time as like mainstream brand identities like slowly become less relevant, and, you know, sort of like a theoretical piece or whatever. But like, you know, you really see the emergence of that when people have sort of created their own brands like around themselves, and you're getting like Wizard X stickers. Where the hell is Wizard X? I didn't see him this time, but I want one again. And, you know, WG Meat sticker, and like I managed to score one of those. And it is interesting how we're sort of like, I feel like very much of the forefront of enabling people to do that kind of thing through these like different vehicles and everything that everyone's using. So I don't know, you had a lot of those people in the same place.
Yeah. And then, well, now that the dust is, it's not settled exactly, but it's settling, like, but Rizzlefest in the fall, Lisbon, aside from like those events, like what's the focus? What are you going to be clocking? Like, yeah, Rizzle news segment, basically. Cue the Rizzle news.
Rizzle news, da-da.
Dude, mostly Rizzlefest, man. I really want to stick the landing with it. As summer gets closer, you know, my kids are going to be off school, so I'm not trying to like dive super headfirst into anything that's going to take up like, you know, more than the amount of time that I've already been spending on like all my random shit that I do, which is a decent amount in itself. So nothing like groundbreaking on the horizon, but really want to stick the landing with Rizzlefest, man. We're trying to like, you know, more than double the amount of attendees this year, but keep it like within the fam, similar vibe as Cyber Brokers, like friends or friends of friends at this thing. And there were some rough edges last year, that want to smooth out that we can easily just in terms of like timeliness of like food being served and like, you know, expectations of what happens when, and some organizational stuff that I think will smooth out some rough edges, but also like really enhance the whole experience this time around. And it's going to be 3 days instead of 2. So, you know, there's a bit more like legwork that goes into it this time around. Knowing what we did last time around helps significantly, but I don't know, man. I feel like actually NFT NYC was like really dope just to get some like real time feedback from people, how they felt about that. And it was like overwhelmingly positive, man. It was like very motivating that, you know, not that I was ever questioning whether I should go forward with Rizzlefest, but the appetite that is there for something like that, like sort of underscored by how much everyone appreciated this Cyber Brokers event that, you know, accomplished the same type of thing. So I feel like there's an opportunity here, man, not necessarily to like cash in and make a shitload of money or whatever this time around. But I feel like that capturing that essence is like a thing that is desirable to people. And, you know, sort of Rizzlefest Alpha the first time around, I think accomplished that goal. But I think we can do more, man. And I really want to like sort of pool these big brains into some productive conversations of like, you know, what we can do with this technology, what comes next, and sort of like you know, create an overarching like thread for Rizzlefest that like, I don't know, sort of focuses all of our energy towards something positive, not in like a restrained, like, oh my God, I got to go to a conference and listen to a fucking, you know, someone talk about charities for 4 hours or whatever. But like, you know, we got a bunch of smart people in our camp, no pun intended, but I guess that was a good one, I guess. We got a lot of smart people that we know in the industry and who will be coming to this thing. And I feel like there's an opportunity to sort of like circle the wagons in terms of like putting all these big brains together and just kicking around ideas and creating that space for it and everything. So I want to do it, man. I'm very motivated by what I saw at NFT NYC. And I feel like a lot of people want, like, strongly desire that. And a lot of the things that were the most fun, the Rare Pepe's thing, the Louis C. Rhymes event with Token Smart, the Cyberburgers event, you know, these were all like microcosms, you know, trying to accomplish that exact same vibe. So I'm with it, man. I feel like everyone sort of collectively wants more of that. And you know, my angle is a little bit different than a lot of people's. And also, it's really fucking fun, man. Like, you know, almost over a year has gone by since the first one. And I don't know if I'd be ready for it in like 10 days, especially after NFT NYC and everything. But by the time fall comes around, I feel like it's going to feel like, hell yes, next family reunion, here it comes, can't fucking wait to just fucking kick in the woods and throw a fishing line in with Easy and Crypto and, you know, hop in the canoes with Sandy and like all this shit. I'm stoked, man. And I really want to serve up an even better, you know, cooler experience, but that keeps the same thing. So I'm somewhat heads down on that, but also trying to kick it with my kids over the summer a little bit too.
I'm definitely stoked and looking forward to that. I just had a vision of Easy during Cyber Brokers, like heading down to the basement with like a million balloons and all the swag. He's such a swag magnet. Yeah, such a good time. Shout out Easy and Crypto. But dude, segue to Whip. So we have Whip ready for this week. Fabiano Speziati has like the hardest game I've personally played in a while. Ready for folks. So I'll be in Struggle City. Hopefully other folks are able to get it. But we're going to Sandbox this week. Kind of pretty excited for that.
Yeah. People who are coming, and we got a bunch of prizes up for grabs too. So this is like a low key special event that we're going to make it rain a little bit on the audience. So people who are coming should know that you should update the Sandbox client or whatever. I think the plan is to kill a little bit of time in the very beginning during the intro to give people a chance, just in case some people show up and want to hop in. But we'll be cross streaming it into HyperFi as well for people who want to watch. But Fabiano and his wife Patrizia are legends, man. You know, they've been making wearables for us and NFTs on a weekly basis for the Whip. So it's cool that they made this custom thing for our audience to compete in, and we're going to reward those who find the things and, you know, maybe some participation awards as well. It is his hardest buck. So dude, it feels like it was a million years ago since the last Whip, man. And every time we take a week off, not that I'm never excited to do it again, but it just feels like ages have gone by because we do it at such a regular clip. So it was exciting to see as much of the people who came out in New York City, but I also feel like I'm returning to see the fam that I missed out on back in the metaverse. So I'm stoked, man. It'll be dope.
Yeah, excited to go back home to the metaverse with the Whip fam, 100%. Yeah. Boom.
Where you grew up, man. That's the neighborhood.
Yeah, so hopefully your voice keeps getting back. It sounds totally normal to me for what it's worth. Yeah, and just catch up on that sleep after the family weekend.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. It's all good stuff, man. I feel like, you know, back to what we were saying earlier, that we're so fortunate to be able to be in the mix, and it just, you know, take 10 steps back. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking hanging out with like these really cool like musicians and artists who are doing these like wild things with this crazy technology. I'm like, dude, this is where it's at, man.
Boom. 100%, man. All right, brother. Well, I'll let you get going, and I'll catch you tomorrow in the metaverse.
Good shit, man. All right, see you tomorrow.
Peace. Later, Dragonite. Later, Dragonite's mom.